Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family, my spiritual family that I pray for every day. I bless you in the name of the Lord. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. With the Lord's help, perhaps we will finish today the message I've been sharing, Restoring Vision. On yesterday's broadcast, we learned that we need vision. We need the act of or power of seeing, and this especially regarding spiritual truths. Remember, Jesus said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. And of course, he was making a spiritual reference that we need to keep our eyes on the Lord, not turn to the left or the right, because he is the light of the world. That's why our whole being will be full of light. And we discovered there are reasons we know in our own personal experience. Scripture says in Psalms 6 and 7, my eyes are growing old and dim with grief because of all my enemies. The battles sometimes are so heavy that our spiritual eyesight or vision grows faint and dim because of trouble. Psalm 31 and 9, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. But the good news, beloved, is that God opens our eyesight. Not only does he open naturally the eyes of the blind that they can see, but spiritually, thank God, there's a lot much more of spiritual blindness, and we surely need that. An example out of Ezra 9:8, God moved to bring his people back to build Jerusalem, build the temple, rebuild the temple. And Ezra says, God gave us a nail in his holy place that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. And in Psalm 119, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And so we need to have spiritual vision. And I'd like to look at a passage found in the book of Revelation. And this is the 3rd chapter, perhaps a very familiar one. And sometimes theologians have said this refers to the last church age, the Laodicean church. And in verse 13, Jesus himself is saying, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches and unto the church. Excuse me, the angel of the church, that's the leader of the church, of the Laodiceans, right? These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, I neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because, this is the reason, thou sayest, I am rich. I have increased with goods. I have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. But he offers an alternative. He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And thirdly, anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. What do we see here? As a church, that group of believers was blind, and we see perhaps much of that occurring today as far as the modern Christian nominal church. Jesus counseled them to buy eye salve, a spiritual remedy, if you will, to put on their eyes so they might see. I counsel thee to anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mightest see. Now, that Greek word there, kalorion, K-O-L-L-O-U-R-I-O-N, that is the actual word, eye salve. And it was primarily, we're talking something physical now, a diminutive of kalora, C-O-L-L-U-R-A, denoting a coarse bread roll, or hence an eye salve shaped like a roll to conform to the shape of the eye. And you might find this fascinating and interesting that the medical dictionary talks about collyrium, that's C-O-L-L-Y-R-I-U-M, and it means a local eye medication, for example, an eye wash. And it is mentioned by Galen, G-A-L-E-N, as a Phrygian power for which the medical school at Laodicea seems to have been famous. It was a preparation composed of various materials and elements and used as a remedy for tender eyelids. And of course, Jesus was using this as a reference to restoring spiritual vision. What was he saying? What did he mean? It means as a church, as his children, he was rebuking them. They needed to give up their own wisdom and reason. They needed to stop going about playing church or, quote, being a church and understand the claims of Christ as to the true knowledge of their actual condition. Now, they needed to repent. And he says, interestingly enough, you anoint your eyes. That's the imperative. The grammar is imperative. In other words, it's understood that you anoint, you do this. And if they and if we, beloved, are willing to repent, God will heal by his word and by the Holy Spirit, and eyes shall be opened. Is that your heart's cry? Don't you want to see more clearly? I do. I mean, I'm doing all that I know to do, but I know there's more. There's no limit with the things of God. We have not yet reached our full stature, our full maturity in Christ, our full potential as persons, as individuals, as saints of God. The Living Bible says, "Get medicine from me to heal your eyes and give you back your sight." Jesus loves us. He doesn't want any of us to go around groping in the dark because we have no purpose in our lives. We've lost spiritual vision. He wants us to arise out of our slumber, out of our hopelessness, out of our spiritual darkness and blindness. He gives a free offer. Isaiah 55:1, he says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." Beloved, all of the wonderful bounties of the Lord, the riches, the blessings, the spiritual unctions that God gives, they're without price. They're a gift, like salvation. We talk about the gifts of the Spirit. Did you do something to earn them? Of course not. He gives to every man severally as he wills. And so they are gifts, freely given, no strings attached. In fact, he gives so liberally that he will give it. There's no strings, if you will, no restrictions, but there is responsibility and there is culpability if you're not faithful to discharge what he has given you. Amen. And so, beloved, let's go back to that original verse that we looked at that was found in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Praise God. Where there was no revelation, the Revised Standard says, where there is no prophecy, the people cast off restraint. And regardless of what translation, that sense all refers to spiritual vision, spiritual understanding. The New American Bible says, without prophecy, the people become demoralized. And so we need fresh communication from God. That's all the prophecy is. That's all that vision is. It's God relating his heart to us. Revelation 19:10 says, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And of course, prophecies, you know, from that original Hebrew meaning, it means prophecy. And beloved, Too long have we, as a Christian church over the centuries, we've been lukewarm and we've been guilty about the fact of this good news of the gospel. We've been guilty of preaching religion instead of Jesus and the abundant life he offers. That's the good news of the gospel, that he saved us from everlasting destruction, separation from him. And he's offered us the beauties, the wonders of heaven, but most importantly, his own dear presence to be with us, not only in this life, but to be forever with him in the next. Beloved, we need to get our personal vision clear. We need then to ally ourselves with the vision of leadership wherever God has called you to be planted. And if we are willing to do that and walk in humility and submission, first of all, to the Spirit of the Lord and to godly leaders whom he set over us, then we then can flourish in those gifts he has placed in our lives. Then we will have vision. We won't perish. We won't be given over to destruction, but we will understand the mind and the heart of the Lord, not only for the times in which we're living. We will be wise people, as the sons of Issachar, have an understanding of the times and the things that Israel should know, the people of God should know. If we will do that, our lives will be filled to overflowing with the blessing and richness and the anointing of God with the giftings he's given. And he alone shall receive the glory. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, it's been a tremendous privilege to be able to minister to you this specific word of the Lord on vision. And I pray that you have caught a vision of what God has for you. And if you need the support of agreeing prayer, if you're waiting on God for that personal vision in terms of purpose for your life, direction for your life, won't you write? The announcer will give our contact information. Prayer is a very important and sacred part of this ministry. And so I invite you to write. Should you email, I will pray and confirm receipt. But if you want a personal letter, a ministry, whatever God would give, prophecy, word of knowledge, I invite you to share your mailing address as you send that email. I love you, pray for you faithfully every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.